Hey, thanks for coming by, dude. Yeah, of course, come on in. I really appreciate you making your way over here on such short notice, man. Thanks again. No, everything is fine, I promise. Really? I didn't set off the smoke detectors making Kraft dinner again. Come on, dude. That was literally over 2 years ago now. You're really never gonna let that go, are you? But seriously, ever since we were kids, I've always been able to count on you whenever I needed someone in a pinch. So I appreciate you being here for me. Huh? My hair? No. I didn't do anything out of the ordinary to it. It looks good? Am I dressed too? I don't know. I suppose a girl just needs to doll herself up every so often. For me, I mean. Just for me. Sometimes a girl just needs to feel pretty, you know? Yeah, don't be thinking I did any of this for you or anything. But as to why I invited you over, I know this is completely out of the blue, but would you be willing to stick around and watch a movie with me tonight? Well, there's this film I've been wanting to watch lately, and I was just going to watch it by myself, but then I thought, oh, right, only fucking psychopaths and weirdos watch movies by themselves on the weekend. I had just gone grocery shopping earlier today and bought a bunch of snacks that I know I shouldn't eat all by myself, so I decided to call you and see if you were interested in a last-minute movie night. Oh, it doesn't need to be some big deal. Yeah, just two childhood friends getting together to hang out and watch a flick. What movie? It's an indie film. Yeah, comes from overseas. You've probably never heard of it before, so it'll be easier for us to just, watch it. Besides, I don't think its message will be as, effective if you know what it's about ahead of time. I'm sorry. Maybe that was the wrong choice of words. You know what? Just forget it. This was a really bad idea. I'm so sorry to have bothered you, dude. You can just go if you want. I'm really sorry. What? Seriously? You don't have to stay here because you feel bad, man. I'll be okay. You're absolutely sure? Oh. All right, then. And in that case, you want to go get comfy on the sofa with me? Okay, then. Come on. I wasn't kidding about the groceries, you know. So if you, need anything to drink or anything, just say the word, yeah? All the essentials are in there. Soda, alcohol, milk, you name it. Yep, even got our favorite seltzers. Tell you what, how about we get the movie going, and then I'll go grab us some in a few minutes. Then, I guess, so let's get it started. Huh? No, I'm fine. Sorry, I'll just, Yeah. Oh. Well, that's pretty weird. No, this isn't the movie. I'm not sure why this spiral appeared on the screen. I really don't know, man. Maybe the video file glitched or something. I mean, I had it all ready to go before you got here, but I did get the download link from one of those sketchy third-party websites, so no, I'm sure I can get it going if I just mess with it a little. That being said, this is kind of interesting in its own way, isn't it? I don't know, it's sort of relaxing looking right into it, right? Maybe we should just watch the spiral for a little while. Who knows? Maybe something fun will happen if it's on for long enough. Come on, man. What's the harm in watching it for a few minutes? I promise, if nothing happens, we can just watch the other movie. Yeah. Okay. Just like it said online. Any minute now. Nothing. I didn't say anything. Let's just watch it a bit longer, okay? Pretty neat to look at, isn't it? And these things have kind of always been cool to me. Is it making you feel anything at all? I don't know, like drowsy or sleepy? Oh, it's not, huh? Me? No, I'm not feeling anything either. I mean, I guess it's kind of making me a little. What? Sorry, I guess it was getting to me a bit there. Me? Hypnotized? Don't be ridiculous, dude. That stuff doesn't work on me. I just haven't been getting enough sleep lately. You know, between class and work and other stuff. I already told you, dude. This kind of thing is nothing to me. I don't know. I just think the spiral is really pretty. I didn't imagine it would have this effect on me. I just want to keep looking into it. Yeah, just keep staring into the spiral. It's really interesting and intoxicating. I kind of like it. It's making me feel all warm inside. I'm just gonna keep staring. Yes, I can still hear you. Yes, I will keep looking into the spiral. I want to keep looking into the spiral. Yes, I'm open. I will not lie to you in this state. The true reason I invited you over tonight, I lied to you about the movie. I wanted to put you under hypnosis with this spiral. And finally call you more than just a friend. Why? Because I love you. I've always loved you. Even when we were kids, I wanted nothing more than to be at your side. And as we got older, you only became more caring, more thoughtful, more good-looking. I couldn't help it, but I kept falling deeper and deeper for you. Yes, I've wanted to tell you for so long, but I was worried you wouldn't feel the same. I would lose my best friend. I tried to put the ball in your court to get you to be the one to confess to me. I was even dating other guys just to try and make you jealous. Yes, I know I should have been honest with you, but I didn't want to ruin our friendship. So that's why I invited you here and got all dressed up for you. Because I didn't know if I'd ever work up the courage to try again. Yes. All I wanted was to hear you say that you love me too. And then I could finally, after all these years, call you mine. Yes, that is the truth. Yes, I understand. When you snap your fingers, I will awaken from this trance. And when you snap again, I will fall back into this state of mindless obedience. Yes. What? Dude, why does my head feel all fuzzy? I remember sitting here with you and watching the spiral and it's paused? Well, how did it do that? I didn't do that. Unless... Wait, no. No, that's not possible. Dude, I didn't hypnotize myself, did I? Oh, lovely. And, what happened then, exactly? You know, while I was under. You're kidding, right? No. I didn't say that. No, there's no way. So I confess then? God fucking damn it. This isn't how it was supposed to go. Archie, you were such a fucking idiot. I'm sorry, dude, about all of this. I should have just been honest. Not trying to do whatever the fuck this was. You probably think I'm a fucking creep now, don't you? Well, it's fine. You can just leave. I'll clean up and I'll take care of the... Did what? Did I mean it when I said I loved you? Well, I mean... Yeah, I did. The way my stomach gets all in knots and the way my heart and skips a beat whenever our eyes meet. I've never felt that for anyone but you. But that doesn't matter. I can learn to live with it, really, because I appreciate you as a friend so much, and it's really important to me that we can at least be platonic. Wait. you're moving closer to me. But I thought you'd be mad about this. So why are you... No, no way. Did you really just kiss me? You're joking, right? Like, this is just you getting back at me for being so stupid. No? So, then that means you... Wow. I'm not dreaming, right? Or still in a trance? Like this is actually happening? Fuck. I guess, I really should have just been honest with you. I love you. Is it all right if I cuddle up with you then? Okay. This feels so right. Resting my head on your chest like this. Yeah. I probably should have picked out an actual movie for us to watch now, huh? Hey. You still told me you're in love with me, even if the hypnosis didn't work quite the way I thought it would. Mm-hmm. Suck it, asshole. But in all seriousness, I'm so glad I can finally be honest with you. Kind of feels like it's been years in the making. There's so much I've imagined doing with you. Going on long romantic walks, taking road trips, just spending every free second we have in each other's company. What? Have I thought about fucking you? I mean, yeah, maybe once or twice. But for tonight, let's just enjoy being in each other's arms, okay? We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. You want me to tell you about it? I mean, I could, but... Huh? What do you mean you left a trigger in me? Dude, I really just think that the spiral got the best of me. That's not gonna work. Yes. Sit up straight. Look into the spiral. Stare deeper and deeper. Yes, I am open. I am honest. I am compliant. I have thought about you fucking me. I picture it whenever I masturbate. How, if you were my boyfriend, I'd... Make sure you're satisfied. Whenever you wanted. Remove my panties. Yes. Remove my panties. Tell you more as I pleasure myself. I've dreamt about being submissive for you. About being your little toy. About how I would wait for you to get home from work and drop to my knees at the door for you. To give you a nice, relaxing blowjob after a hard, stressful day. Or how I could be getting ready to leave in the morning, and you could come up behind me, bend me over the sink with your strong arms, have your way with me. Yes, I want to be your good girl. The idea of pleasing you, it makes me so happy. The thought of climbing on top of you and riding you until you come, it turns me on so much. No. No, I've never craved anyone's touch like I do yours. When I was with my exes, the only way I could finish was by imagining that I was fucking you. Yes, I could get used to being your good girl. What the hell? Was I just touching myself in front of you? But why would I? Oh my fucking god. The fucking trigger. You did this, didn't you? What did I tell you this time? Dude, seriously? My sexual fantasies? Well, yeah, no shit they involve you. I've been head over heels for you since middle school. I didn't say anything about fucking my exes, did I? Oh, well, so that cat's out of the bag now, too. Great. yeah, you... You're kind of my kink, dude. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not that I didn't want to fuck you tonight. I just didn't want you to think I was a slut or something. Oh, so we're both just horny motherfuckers then. Good to know. Well... If that's the case, let me just... There we go, and... Now... hey there. I don't usually do things like this. But... I kind of like the view from up here in your lap. Not gonna lie. If I do anything that makes you uncomfy, just say something to me, yeah? Okay, then. How about you tell me what's going on, then, in that mind of yours? Oh? You like having your childhood best friend grind on you like this? Guess that makes two of us then. Mm. Mm. I've wanted this for so goddamn long. I hope you don't mind that I'm making a mess of your jeans right now. Yeah, I had a sneaking suspicion that you wouldn't care. But, if you wanted, I could make a mess on your cock instead. Holy shit, I can't believe I actually said that to your face. Yeah? Well, sorry, I know it's a little awkward doing this with me on top of you already. Wow. You know, I always just somehow knew your dick would be perfect. I mean, look at it. This is the kind of cock you'd see a replica of in the Louvre. I'm willing to bet it feels just as good as it looks, too. Yeah, you still want to? Okay then, let me just... Fuck. No, I'm good. Thanks, it's just... It's been a bit for me. Let me just set the pace for now, okay? There. How's that? Yeah? Me too. I still can't believe we're doing this. I mean, obviously I've had sex before, but for the first time in my life, it just feels so natural. Like you were always the one I was meant to do this with. There we go. Is that better for you? Yeah. Same here. Yeah. Yeah, grab my hips just like that. Feels kind of surreal, doesn't it? Like I knew riding you would be nice, but... Oh, goddamn. It feels so right. Like I was made to be your little fuck toy. What do you mean? Wait, whoa, hey. Yes, I can hear you. Yes, I... I do want to be your fuck toy. Yes. I will keep riding your cock. Yes. Pleasing you. Pleases me. I like the thought of you taking control. I like the idea of being your little fuckhole. I want to do this with you every single day. Before we curl up in each other's arms. Yes. I want it all. I want to be your sweet little nerdy girlfriend in public. And your personal sex toy at home. I want your love, your touch, your affection, and your cum. I want you, now and forever. Yes,
I like being your hypnotized fuck doll. We can do this whenever you want. Whenever you want. Please. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Fuck. Jesus, fuck. You did it again, didn't you? Oh, Christ. That trigger's gonna be a real pain in my ass, isn't it? I mean, it's pretty fun going blank for you like that, but right now, I don't want to be here in this moment. I need to feel your cum inside me. I've waited years for this. I don't want to miss it. Fuck. Yeah, I am close too. Come with me, okay? Come with me. Keep fucking. Fuck. Fuck my tight little cunt. Fill me with your cum. That's it. I'll just like that. Don't stop. Oh, stop. Come on, do it. I want you to fill me. Come on. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. Come with me. Come with me. Holy shit. We did it. We actually fucking did it. That was everything I was hoping it would be, and then some. Thank you. I still can't believe any of this is real. Yeah, the hypnosis may have gone the polar opposite way I intended it to, but I'm not mad about how it worked out. Oh yeah, I was dead serious when I said you and I could have some fun with that trigger. I may have a bit of a hypnosis fetish. I mean, how else does someone get a stupid fucking idea like this? Oh, fuck. I forgot you were still inside me. Dude, look at the mess we made. No, it's fine. Please don't be worried about it. This couch is old as shit. I can just clean it in the morning. But right now, I just want to hold you and maybe fall asleep in your arms, too. I mean, I'm fine with you keeping your dick in me if you want. It's not like it's bothering anyone around here, right? All right, then. Just get closer. So, this may be a bit of a stupid question, considering we just confessed our feelings to each other and your cock is going soft in my pussy right now, but it's safe to assume that I can call you my boyfriend now? Yay. Again, thank you for everything. For being my best friend all these years, for sticking around through it all, for not thinking I'm a psychopath for trying to hypnotize you tonight. I may not be the perfect girlfriend, but
I love you so much. And I'm so incredibly lucky to have you by my side. Good night.